Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I get your kicks on Route 66.
Oh, to discuss your favorite road. Route 66, I-66, and those tolls, Virginia House of Delegates Republican Caucus Chair Tim Hugo. Tim, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Mary, thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about I-66 and these tolls. Not a lot of people happy about this. I think the high that they reached was $40 and change, and it depends on when you get on. And if you're in a carpool, you can ride for free. That's not possible for everybody. Is this working out the way it was supposed to?
No, Mary. 2 years ago, we campaigned and we stood out on the side of the road and had a press conference and we said, look, the way they're working this thing, it's going to be at least $17. Well, we were wrong. It turned out to be $34, $40. The Governor McAuliffe said, oh, it'll only be $6 or $7. Well, he was wrong. It's not what was promised. It's unacceptable. It's outrageous. You need a part-time job just to pay for these tolls. It's crazy.
No, it absolutely is. Now, do we know how many people are getting any numbers as to how many people are actually paying, or are these all carpools, people who are using?
If it's the $40 toll, it's the single individual having to pay that. And, Mary, the toll's outrageous. Here's what I find the worst part of it. Think about it. They've been planning this for over a year or so, right? Is it just a little bit convenient that they announced Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats announced these outrageous tolls just days after the election? They've been planning. They could have announced this a month ahead of time, 2 months ahead of time. They wait till days after the election's over. It's convenient, but it's wrong. We've got to stop this. We've got to put some bills in to try to fix this, make it reasonable, make it so people can use these roads. It's a public road. This road's already been paid for by your tax dollars. Why do you have to pay for it again with a $40 toll?
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, and you've got a situation here where the governor's even admitted out loud that the whole point of all of this is behavioral engineering. It's to modify the behavior of drivers to get them to leave their cars at home and stop driving to work. And I don't know how you feel about that, or if that's the kind of thing that you're interested in, but that seems to be what politicians in Virginia are interested in when it comes to I-66 and these arduous tolls for some people.
Well, the thing is, some of these other roads, the tolls have built new construction. This is nothing new. This road's been there for decades. And you talk about behavior modification. The first thing it made me do is grab my wallet. And that's just not what you want to do when first thing in the morning when you're trying to get up and get to work. I think it's wrong. Look, they've expanded the hours, the restricted hours. You've got a $40 toll. I think the General Assembly is going to come back and say the McAuliffe tolls, the McAuliffe taxes are not right. I'll be putting in a couple bills to fix this. I'm sure some of my other colleagues will. We're going to fix this because people just can't afford it. It's just wrong. And again, it just boggles my mind and insults me. Should insult the taxpayers. You do this just days after an election.
Right, yeah.
If you really want to do it, man up and do it before the election.
Right, where a 10-mile stretch of road costs twice as much as it costs to park in the city for a day. So you've got this situation where all of this money is being spent. Let's say that people actually are crazy enough to be like, oh, I'll spend $40 or whatever. Where's all this revenue going? If it seems like all of a sudden this should just be a huge cash cow if we're going to charge everybody like these exorbitant rates. Are we going to see like some real changes here because of this, like flying cars and stuff?
Well, I think if you look at what they originally proposed, they were proposing bike paths and walking paths.
Oh,
I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure how many people are strolling from Centerville to D.C., but I'm not. And I don't think a lot of my constituents are. So I think it's ridiculous. I agree. It's behavior modification on steroids. It's just foolish.
Does this money go into any kind of dedicated fund, or does it go into just a general fund?
It's supposed to go to other paths, other routes along the 66 corridor. Well, what other road? You can't build another road there. What they really should do, they want to do it widen 66. That'll help. If you wanted to build new capacity with this money, widen 66, but they're not doing that. They're talking about bike paths and other things, you know, some money for a little few little bus routes. I just think it's ridiculous. Again, Vince, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's really just behavior modification they're trying to drive. It's wrong, and we've just got to say that's foolish.
Yeah, we were speaking with Aubrey Lane yesterday, and he was saying that, well, if you don't want to pay the toll, you just pick somebody up, put another person in your car. And I'm just curious as to, well, where do you find other people to just throw in your car? Do you have to hire a homeless guy to just, like, ride into D.C. with you?
Well, I think Aubrey's talking about, like, the slug line culture that's on 395, where you go and just basically pick people up. It's organized hitchhiking is really what it is. But the point is, $40, you can't do that. They wanted to get people to, you know, use this road to maximize it. Well, $40 is just an insult.
Well, I mean, part of what they were saying was that, look, I mean, I don't know if it was like 40% or some massive percentage of the people who were already using 66 during its dedicated HOV time were single drivers, people who were sort of violating the rules already, and now this is just the state's way of saying, okay, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to charge you to do it. So I guess the impact is that it's supposed to decrease the volume on 66. But now what you have is, as a result, is if you're decreasing the volume on 66, you have exorbitant tolls on 66, and then all of the other roads that lead into D.C. are going to get added volume from those single drivers deciding, oh, now it's not really worth my time.
Boy, it's going to clog up the other roads. But here again, go back, Vince, think about it. 2 years ago when we said this is a problem, I mean, literally, I remember having a press conference in the rain. We remember standing on the side of the exits, you know, with these signs, $17 tolls. And they said, no, guys, you're wrong. $6 or $7 tolls at the max. That's what boggles me. Come on, promises made, promises unkept from Terry McAuliffe. They said $6, $7 tolls, it's $40. That's what insults people. You just say what you mean and do it. And they said something, and they didn't mean it.
I want to ask you about your own electoral situation here while we have you before we let you go here. You're as last count that I saw, 106 votes separated from your Democratic challenger, Dante Tanner. What's the status of everything going on in your electoral career right now?
I mean, we've been certified. I've been certified by the state as the winner. Mr. Tanner has a legitimate opportunity to ask for a recount. We expect a recount next week. Everybody says a margin this size, we're going to win. So we expect this to, we'll go to court next week. We're going to actually go to court today. The court will appoint people to help with the recount. We'll do that Wednesday or Thursday next week, and we'll be on our way.
Okay, and how long before you think we'll get a resolution?
My race, probably next week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. There it is.
Good luck with that. Delegate Tim Hugo, Virginia House of Delegates, Republican, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll keeping us updated on I-66. Good luck fighting the fight.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.